New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he'll sign a state budget that doesn't include a millionaire's tax before Sunday's budget deadline. It's just the latest skirmish in a series of standoffs between Murphy and his fellow Democrat, Senate President Steve Sweeney. WNYC's Karen Rouse reports that the two are feuding over more than just next year's budget. It's also about who gets to control the party's agenda in Trenton.
What's your name?
Ken Walters.
Can you go right there, Ken?
Ken Walters. I have a question. I'm from Trenton Fire Department.
Yes, sir.
Local 6.
The timing for Governor Murphy's town hall meeting at a fire station in Mercer County last month couldn't have been more awkward. Okay, the previous day, news broke that Murphy wanted to take $33 million from a state fund that helped firefighters with expenses like medical and funeral bills and use the money to help balance the state budget.
My question to you is, why are you looking into utilizing $33 million of our relief money for the state?
I agree. Yep.
Murphy tried to explain.
This is a fund that is six times over. It's got six times as much money as it needs.
Murphy's plan didn't just irritate New Jersey firefighters. It also drew bipartisan outrage from state lawmakers. Senate President Steve Sweeney said he would block any attempt by Murphy to raid the fund. Within 2 days, Murphy backed down. It wasn't the first time. In January, he vetoed a bill to provide emergency housing assistance to the homeless. But when Sweeney, the bill's sponsor, threatened an override, Murphy changed course and signed. And earlier this month, again facing the threat of an override, Murphy signed a so-called dark money bill that will require some politically active groups to reveal the names of their large donors. Just a few weeks earlier, Murphy had called the bill unconstitutional. Now, New Jersey is watching to see how Murphy will handle the legislature's rejection of the millionaire's tax for the second year in a row. And however he emerges from this latest budget battle could affect who sets the agenda for Trenton and state Democrats for the remainder of his first term.
Unfortunately for Murphy, his power has been declining in terms of what he can and can't do with the state legislature.
Ashley Koning is the director of the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling. She says Murphy still comes across as an outsider with a progressive style that doesn't mesh with Trenton's more moderate Democrats.
The state legislature has more and more shown that they just don't have a respect or a kinship or an affinity with Murphy.
Murphy says it's his job to disrupt decades-old budgeting practices in Trenton that include skipping pension payments or borrowing to support the state budget. Without many allies in the legislature, Murphy has relied on his base, public workers' unions, and he's also taken to TV ads.
So here's the plan.
I believe millionaires
like me should pay our fair share in taxes.
In spite of the legislature's opposition, the millionaire's tax has proven popular around the state. More than 70% of residents say they back the plan. That's according to a Rutgers-Eagleton Fairleigh Dickinson University poll taken this spring. So count 64-year-old retiree Tony Mandra in the minority on this issue. Mandra lives on the Jersey Shore in Ocean County. He's written letters to both Governors Chris Christie and Murphy to complain about his property taxes, which are over $8,700 a year. He challenges his tax assessment every year in town and wins.
I did my first appeal, and I got a judgment of $600. And then the next year, 2013, I did it again. I got another county judgment.
So Mandra knows a bit about taxes. He's not a millionaire, and he doesn't think hiking taxes on them is the right way to go. And he says Murphy's offer of a $125 property tax credit to the millionaire's tax shows how out of touch the governor is with the state's overburdened taxpayers.
To give you $125 is crazy when you saw my taxes are over $8,700. So what's $125 going to do? I don't understand it.
He does find a plan that Sweeney has been pushing appealing. It calls for reducing state costs by consolidating school districts and municipalities and switching pensions for some state workers to a hybrid 401k and pension plan. Sweeney says he'd be willing to consider Murphy's millionaire's tax if the governor considers his plan to rein in state spending.
We're not going to have tax conversations until we have government solutions.
But Murphy says the debate is bigger than next year's budget.
This conversation will not change on Monday. We are not relenting on tax fairness and tax equity, and that includes, most importantly, the millionaire's tax.
But New Jerseyans will find out what that budget looks like on Sunday. Whether Murphy is able to follow through on his promise of changing some of Trenton's ways of doing business remains to be seen.
If anything, our megaphone will get larger and louder. We are not going away on that.
Karen Rouse, WNYC News.